Hillary Gam, Green Card Bill is anti-diversity, anti-women, anti-minority, and against the middle class. By Robert Krajicek on July 12, 2019. H.R.1044, titled The Fairness to High-Skilled Immigrants Act, will displace Americans in the labor market in favor of cheap foreign labor, said Hillary Gam, author of Billions Lost, The American Tech Crisis and the Roadmap to Change and co-founder of the American Workers Coalition. During a Thursday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. The House passed H.R.1044 on Wednesday by a vote of 365-65. Its companion bill in the Senate, S.386, is also titled the Fairness for High-Skilled Immigrants Act. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, will decide whether to put S.386 up for a vote in the Senate. Gam said, H.R.1044 is awful for our country in many, many ways. It seeks to eliminate the 7% country cap. And what that means is that for the next decade, only those emigrating the United States lawfully from India and China will be allowed. That excludes 190 other countries across the globe from being able to send immigrants who are intelligent, educated, and capable to the United States. Listen. Gam added, if S.386 passes the Senate, folks doing cancer research, or potentially doctors from Argentina, or Venezuela, or Australia, would be unable to come to the U.S. From a diversity perspective, it essentially ends diversity in immigration for the United States, said Gam of H.R.1044's and S.386's impacts if codified into law. I think most of America prides itself in being a melting pot of lots of different cultures and immigrants from all over the world, best in breed from everywhere. And so I think it's very unfair for all the citizens of all these other countries that would like to legally come to the United States and work. They'll be excluded if something like H.R.1044 passes. H-1B visas are affecting more professions over time, explained Gam, because India has been the country of choice for big tech for over 25 years to import cheap foreign labor into the United States to displace Americans, middle-class workers, who are working in all different kinds of jobs, not just technology. So what used to be just tech in H-1B, we now have physical therapists, accountants, auditors, and teachers who are coming in on the H-1B, now. Gam explained the ascendance of cottage industries revolving around the procurement of H-1B visas. Gam went on, the reality is this, we have five huge companies. Cognizance, for the last decade, has been the number one H-1B purveyor. We have companies that people associate as American companies like Deloitte, or Accenture, or IBM, and they're bringing in thousands and thousands of H-1Bs in addition to sending loads of jobs outside the U.S. to countries like India, the Philippines, Costa Rica, in an outsourcing model. So what's happening is, we're basically culling out and hollowing out our American middle class, and we're making it impossible for white-collar professionals to get ahead. H.R.1044 and S.386 amplify the displacement of Americans in the labor force via importation of cheap foreign labor, assessed Gam. We have 85 million Americans who are of working age between the ages of 18 and 65 who are not working, noted Gam. They're completely out of the labor force. We have millions of Americans who could be working and are not working. And then we have loads of underemployed Americans. And they're all being cut out of the labor market because of cheap foreign labor. Basically, H.R.1044 seeks to reward those huge companies like the Amazons, and the Google, and the Microsofts that continue to get all the H-1Bs every year. False narratives of the Trump administration's increasing denials of H-1B visa applications are being promoted across the news media, said Gam. One of the things that's a big myth, there's been a lot of media stories about this, is, there being an increase in the number of denials of H-1B applications. When you look at the H-1B facts that come out of the USCIS information, you'll see they're approved at a rate of 98%. There are hardly any denials. If you look at companies like Amazon or Google, all the big tech companies, they're at like 99%, so they're still bringing in loads of H-1B labor. Some Freedom Caucus representatives are supporting H.R.1044, lamented Gam. We had folks from the Freedom Caucus that believe in America First legislation who voted to pass H.R.1044. Highlighted GAM that, for us, is so distressing. We see Matt Gaetz, and Jim Jordan, and Randy Weber voting yay on H.R.1044. It's just distressing because we're hoping there are still some champions in Congress who want to put Americans first. And put American children first, and American workers first. GAM continued, those who voted for H.R. 1044 really voted for anti-diversity, anti-women, anti-minority, and against the middle class of America, because if they vote for H.R.1044, they're voting against American educated professionals. GAM spoke of foreign lobbyists advocating for expansion of immigration to the U.S. The status quo of immigration, not artificial intelligence, is the most acute threat to Americans' jobs, estimated GAM. Americans need to understand that this is their future, determined GAM. Their children will not have jobs. There will be no point to going to college because there are not going to be any jobs left for Americans. I tell people all the time, I've been working in tech for 25 years. I know that all the big tech moguls want people to believe that it's artificial intelligence that's going to be taking people's jobs. It's not AI. It's foreign cheap labor, either outside the US or here in the US under OPT, H-4EAD, H-1B, or L-1. That's what's taking the jobs. GAM went on, it's not AI. It's foreign cheap labor. They don't have to pay them benefits. They don't have to give them raises. They work 12, 16, 18-hour days, and they're displacing American minorities. American women, American men, workers over the age of 40. And they're really hurting the American workforce. And it affects American national security and our future as Americans. Ostensibly skilled foreigners given the authorization to work stateside are often less capable than Americans, explained GAM. Studies have shown that American high school graduates who have a command of English and understand our laws, rules, legislation, and policies are better equipped to take the jobs that these H-1B workers are taking. GAM warned, make no mistake, Americans are training their foreign replacements every single day. The people being hired for these jobs have no skills. Many times, they're fraudulently representing their experience and their abilities. And the Americans that are experienced have to train their foreign replacements over and over and over again. It takes three or four foreign workers to do what one American worker did 20 years ago. GAM declared, we're killing our country with costs we don't have to bear, because, rather than using homegrown capable labor, we're using foreign labor. Growing use of remote workforces should primarily benefit Americans, not foreigners, advised GAM. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.